This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parsha Chukas that talks about the Parah Aduma begins Zois Chukas HaTorah. By the way, it's very interesting. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Chavraya Hayimadakin Begalila, that, you know, there's a question. When was the last time we had the Parah Aduma? You know, until when did we have the Parah Aduma? Until the end of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? No. I believe the Mishnah LeMelech is Medayik. In the Gemara in Chagiga, the Gemara says, Chavraya Hayimadakin Begalila, the Tamich Chachamim in the Galil would purify themselves. They would purify their oil, they would purify their wine. Purify themselves with what? How would they purify themselves with? They're Tamei Meis. So Mishnah now says, we see even the Amoraim had the Parah Aduma. Chida writes, very interesting, Chida writes that what's the reason why Bizman Hazeh, we can't reach such high levels like the Amoraim, right? The Amoraim, they could be Machayim Meisim. What's Pshat? You know, we're so limited. We can't, says the Chida. The main reason is because we're Tamei Meis, and that holds us back spiritually. In fact, the Chida says, so how did the Arizal reach such a high madrega? He says, Libi Oimerli, my heart tells me that the Arizal, Eliyahu HaNavi, came to him and gave him from the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Okay. Any event.
That is, even his guesses.
Libi Oimerli. Yeah, that's what his heart tells him. Yeah. Anyway.
Ukraine to do all the whole thing.
So very interesting. But Parshas Chukas begins, Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kohen, right? Pinchas. Right? The Gemara Bar Matzia has a kasha. What's Eliyahu HaNavi doing in the Beis HaKvaras? Because of Kayan, right? So the Gemara, the parasha begins, Zois Chukas HaTorah. And the Mepharshim wonder, what do you mean Zois Chukas HaTorah? It should say Zois Chukas HaTorah. We're not about to learn the whole Torah. We're talking about one limited specific mitzvah, the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. It should say Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is the statute of the Parah Aduma. What's Zois Chukas HaTorah? Why are we comparing the Parah Aduma to the whole Torah? The Gemara in Kedushin tells us in Daf Lamed Aleph, Shaul Lewis Rebbe Lezer. They asked Rebbe Lezer, Ad heichan kibud avaim. How far-reaching is the mitzvah of kibud avaim? How far do you have to go to honor your father and mother? Amar lohem. So Rebbe Lezer said, Tzuru, go ahead and see ma'aso ive kechavim echad la'aviv ba'ashkelein. What a certain guy did for his father in Ashkelein. V'dama ben nesina shemoy. His name was Dama ben nesina. Bikesh mimenu chachamim avanim la'efoit. The Chachamim asked from him stones from the ephod, and they said this guy had very precious stones that could be used for the ephod. Actually, the Yushalmi says that it wasn't a stone from the ephod, it was a stone from the Choshen, Yushalmi says, and the Yushalmi even tells us which stone it was, Yashpeh, which was a stone of Binyamin, okay, Binyamin, and they were offering to pay him 600,000 gold coins. Rav Kahana Masni B'Shmoinim Ribay. Rav Kahana says 800,000 coins. And the key was placed under the head of his father. He didn't wake him up. He had the opportunity to make 600,000 gold coins, 800,000 gold coins, and despite all of that, he did not wake up his father.
But they could have waited.
What?
They could have waited.
When a guy sleeps, you don't want to wait till he wakes up. Okay.
It was such a
no question.
Lashano Acheres, the next year, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Scharai, God rewarded him, Shanolduloi Parah Aduma. A Parah Aduma was born to him. His schar was, the schar of Kibud Avaim was Parah Aduma Be'edra. Here, a Parah Aduma was born. Nichnesu Chachmei Yisrael Etzai. Of course, we always need a Parah Aduma, right? The Mishnah says, in throughout history, there have only been 9 Parah Adumas. The 10th one we'll have when Mashiach comes. So it's a very expensive item. So Nichnesu Chachmei Yisrael Etzli, the Chachamim came to buy it off him, Amar Lahem. So the guy says, look, I know if I would charge you any amount of money, you would buy it. Don't worry, I'm not going to charge you more money than you would have been willing to pay for that stone of the ephod. Amar Lahem, Yodei Ani Bachem Shem Ani Mevakesh Mikam Kama Mishoel Matem Noisnim Li. I know that if you would ask me for all the money in the world, you would give it to me. Ella in ani mevakish mikem ella oisai mamain shehefsiduhu b'shvil kvaid abba. I only ask of you that you should pay me the money that I had to lose because I honored my father and I did not sell you the stone. Okay.
It's the biggest rider was a Yid, by the way. He was a guy.
Yeah.
Because any Yid would have said, no, you pay.
So very interesting. Why is this individual warned? Why is he rewarded with the Parah Aduma? Of all things, God could reward this guy for fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aim. Why dafka is he rewarded with the Parah Aduma? After all, if you think about it, what is the most logical mitzvah that we have?
Kibbutz
Aim. In a way, Kibbutz Aim is the quintessential mitzvah sechli, the most logical mitzvah we have. Even goyim understand you have to honor your father and mother. They brought you into the world. They took care of you when you're young. They gave you everything you have. It's a logical mitzvah. So Hashem rewards the guy for fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aim with what? With a Parah Aduma, the mitzvah in the Torah that makes the least sense. The one mitzvah which is the quintessential chayk. The mitzvah that Rashi says, the goyim are moinemais. They insult us about it. They say, what are you doing? You're taking a red cow, you're burning it, you're using the ashes to purify people who became impure, and it's metameis ha-tahayim, right, or metareis ha-tameim. Doesn't make any sense. So why is it? Why would Hashem specifically reward this guy for kibbutz of aim with the mitzvah of paradum, with the paraduma? Okay. B'chlal, we have to understand in the sequence of the Chumash, why is the mitzvah of paraduma specifically mentioned in Parshas Chukas, in the middle of Sefer Bamidbar, right? After all, paraduma is for what kind of halachos? Tumah v'tara, pure. That belongs in Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra teach the laws of Kaihanim, the laws of ritual. It's in the added place, right? So the Ramban says, really, this mitzvah is really the completion of the laws of Kaihanim. So what's it doing here? The Nichtav Akan, it's written over here, because at the end of Kairach, it talks about the Matnas Kahuna, the 24 Matnas Kahuna. The Nichtav Akan, Acher Matnas Kahuna, Lomar, Shegam Taharasan Shal Yisrael Al Yedei Kohen Tiyah, that the process of Tara through the Paraduma needs to be done through the Kohanim. In other words, really it should be in Sefer Vayikra. Why is the Paraduma mentioned Dafka in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Chukas? It immediately follows the end of Karach, which talks about the gifts given to the Kohanim, to teach that this procedure has to be done by the Kohanim. Okay. Chizkuni adds, interesting thing, that at the end of the Parshas Korach talks about all the people who died by Magefa, the 14,700 people that died by Magefa, and the Adas Korach, and therefore there were many, many Jews who became Tomei from what happened with Korach, and therefore they needed the ashes of the Paraduma. So in fact, this is a very relevant halacha. Rather, the Chizkuni writes at the end, V'afa pike nechtav kan, there were many Jews who became Tamei from the Machlokes with Korach. So therefore it makes sense that these laws are written dafka over here.
They said Korach separated and the earth got swallowed. They swallowed them up. They never really...
But you had people that died by Magefa.
Yeah.
Okay. They needed people to bury them. So you had people who were Tamei Mesim from the Machlokes of Korach.
The Rana Nashim didn't dwell in the world.
Right, but they weren't swallowed. The fire came down from Shemayim that killed the 250 okay. Plus the people. Magefa. Okay. In Yana Diyama. He knew we were learning Harias, right? Okay.
Please, I'm not asking any questions. Not this.
The question.
It's okay.
It's not to say anything. The only was that taping.
Okay. It's okay.
It's all right.
Very interesting. We're going to try to offer another reason, Rabbi Yisai, why the Hemshech HaDvarim, the connection between the end of Korach and the beginning of Chukas with Parah Aduma. Now, very interesting, even though the mitzvah of Parah Aduma appears in Parshas Chukas, this is not the first time that Hashem commanded us about the Parah Aduma. We find already in Parshas Vashalach, at Mara, after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Vayitzak al Hashem, they cried out to Hashem, Vayireu Hashem Eitz. Hashem showed them, right? Remember in Mara, they had nothing to drink. They were thirsty. Vayireu Hashem Eitz. God showed them the tree. Vayashlich al Hamayim. He threw it into the water. Vayimtiku Hamayim. The water became sweet. Sham, Samloi Chayku Mishpat. There they placed for him a law and a statute. Visham Nisahu. And there they were tested. Okay? That's what the Pasuk says. That already in Mara, when they had nothing to drink, what does the Pasuk say? Sham, Sam Lai Chayk, They were given a chayk, u'mishpat v'sham nisahu. What is this chayk? What is the mishpat? Says Rashi, sham samlai chayk, b'mara nasan lohem miktsas parshiyai shel Torah. In Mara already, before the Torah was given Misinai, right? 50 days later. At Mara, they were given certain parshas of the Torah to learn. What were they given? Shabbos, number one. Para Aduma, number two. Dinin, monetary laws. You hear this? Even before the Torah was given on Har Sinai, they were given three things. They were given Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shabbos. They were given the mitzvah of Para Aduma. They were given Dinim.
In what menu would this happen?
What?
In what menu did this happen? They were given at this time all of this.
At Mara, Moshe Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe taught it to Klal Yisrael. Now we have to understand, what does this mean? They were given Shabbos, they were given Par Aduma, and they were given Dinim. Because if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, if you look at number 8, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says we were actually given 10 mitzvahs. What were they? Look at number 8, Vatanya, Eser mitzvahs, Nitzavu Yisrael b'mara. Klal Yisrael was given 10 mitzvahs at Mara. Sheva shekiblu aleihem b'nei noyach. The Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. The Haisifu aleihem dinin. That's consistent with Rashi. Shabbos. That's consistent with Rashi. V'kibud aveim. That ain't consistent with Rashi. Does Rashi say kibud aveim? No.
Nope.
What does Rashi say?
Paraduma.
Paraduma. You hear this? Rashi says paraduma. The Gemara says kibud aveim. Now how do we know? Dinim d'chsev shamsam lai chayku mishpat. Dinim. Shabbos v'kibud aveim, because it says in the Aser Sadibra, it's kasher tzivcha, like you already commanded. When Hashem gave us kibud aveim and Shabbos in the Aser Sadibra, so Hashem says, keep Shabbos, keep kibud aveim, like I already commanded you. When did Hashem already command us about Shabbos and kibud aveim? At Mara. But here we have a major problem. Rashi says that at Mara we already given paraduma. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says doesn't say one word about paraduma. The Gemara says kibud aveim. So another question is the following. This Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks in this week's Parsha, why in the world would Hashem command Bnei Yisrael about paraduma at Mara? Wait a second. To bring the paraduma, where does it have to be brought? In the Ayha Mayed. There was no Ayha Mayed. The Torah wasn't given yet. You need to do it b'pischoi shel heichal, the opening of the heichal. There was no heichal. Why would Hashem give Klal Yisrael a mitzvah that has no practical relevance? Why would He give us the mitzvah of paraduma? You need a mishkan for the paraduma. There was no mishkan. So if Hashem, I can understand why Hashem gave us Shabbos before the Torah was given. Shabbos gives testimony that God created the world in 7 days. This is a yisoidos ha'amuna. This is the fundamentals of Judaism. So before we get the Torah, we have to realize God created the world in 6 days, rested on the seventh day. But Par Aduma, that's an introduction to the Torah? We can't even fulfill the mitzvah of Par Aduma. That Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks in Parshas Chukas. Another major question is that the Maram Shik asks in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, and that is, why would Hashem command us that Par Aduma before the Torah was given? What do you need a Par Aduma for? Someone who's Tameh. Before the Torah was given, there is no such thing as Tumah V'Tahara. So there's no such thing as Tumah V'Tahara. Paraduma is the one paraduma you should give after the Torah was given. You're giving it before the Torah was given? Doesn't make any sense. It's completely irrelevant. You have no Ayam Ayed. You have no Pischoi Shel Heichal. You have no Tumah V'Tahara. What's Hashem? I can understand, like the Gemara says, Kibud Avaim. You know, before you accept the Torah, first keep, you know, laws of Menschlichkeit. But paraduma, you mean you take the most. The one mitzvah that makes no sense, right? Even Shlomo HaMelech could not fathom the paraduma, right? What does Shlomo HaMelech say? Amarti achkama v'hirachayka mimeni. So why would Hashem take the one mitzvah that doesn't make sense, that's irrelevant, you have no ayom mayed, you have no heichal, you have no tumah v'tahara, oh, before you get the Torah, you gotta have this one. Paraduma? It's the last mitzvah you need to teach Klal Yisrael. And because of many of these questions,
so what's the answer?
Okay, so let's see. The Sefer, the Rav Baruch Epstein, the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Baal Tara Tamima, he wrote a Sefer called Makar Baruch, and one of his major themes is that the printers have destroyed all of our Sfarim. And whenever you have a question, the answer is always, it's a Torah Sofer. It's a mistake. The printer's made a mistake. And he uses this trick to answer this question. You see, he says, Rashi can't argue on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kibbut Avaim, doesn't say Paradum. Originally, Rashi's not going to argue. What Rashi said was, Kaf Aleph. You know what Kaf Aleph stands for? Kibbut Av. That's what Rashi said.
Yeah,
what Rashi says in his parish was Kaf Aleph, Rashi Tevas, Kibbut Av. What happened? The printer either intentionally or accidentally changed the kaf. You know, if you take the kaf with the dot in it, the dot, sometimes if you know, you can make a little connection between the dot to the kaf, it looks like a pay. So the printer switched it from kaf aleph to pay aleph. The next printer came along and said, oh, pay aleph. Pay aleph is paraduma. But really, it was kibbut avaim. That's what it really said, like the Gemara says. But the why would Hashem give paraduma before the Torah was given? There's no tumah v'tara, there's no heichal, there's no mishkan. You don't need the paraduma. But the printers, they switch from kaf aleph to pe aleph, and then the next printers read pe aleph paraduma, and that's where this whole paraduma business came from. Take a look at number 9. This is quote number 10 as well. Right. This is something the Tarsima does very often. For instance, you know, you have on Shabbos, Magdil and Migdal, right?
Yeah.
So the Tarsima says there's no difference between Magdil and Migdal. It's the same thing. What happened? One of them comes from Tehillim. One of them comes from Shmuel Beis. So what happened was the printer wrote Shin Beis, Shmuel Beis. The next printer came along and read it to mean Shin Beis Shabbos. So the next printer made up that on the weekday you say Magdil, and the Shabbos you say Migdal. But there's no difference. No difference. But it's because the printer was just showing Magdil is in Tehillim, Migdal is in Shmuel Beis, and then they thought Shin Beis stood for Shabbos. By the way, everybody schlugs up this Tartamima because there's no such thing as Shmuel Beis. It's made up by the Christians in the King James edition of the Bible. There's not something that we had in the early editions of Svarim, Shmuel Aleph and Shmuel Beis. So,
number one has a joke about that.
This is a controversial approach to say, you know, everything is Ta'as Sofer. The Gross says, you know, there's a famous one. This Gross says, it says, Kamash Omer Lecha Baal HaBayis Aseh, Chutz Mitzeh. Everything the Baal HaBayis tells you have to do except for it say. Say. Unless he asks you to leave. Once he asks you to leave, right, he's not the Baal HaBayis anymore. He's not your Baal HaBayis, so now you don't have to listen to him. The Gross says, no. It's Chutz Mi Tzadi Aleph with two apostrophes. Tzadi Aleph stands for Tzad Isser. Whatever a Baal HaBayis tells you, you got to listen, except if he tells you to do something Usser. Okay. But that's what the Tartamima says. Right, he says, look at number 9. V'nu la'am mefarshim lumtzeh mekal ledvarav bazeh. The mefarshim struggle to find the source for Rashi that shenetztavu b'mara mitzvahs paraduma. That at Mara we were commanded on Paraduma. Because if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and we know what the source for Shabbos is, Kasher Tzivcha. We know what the source for Kibbut Avaim is, Kasher Tzivcha. We know what the source of Dinim is, Chayku Mishpat. But Paraduma, there's no source in Chazal that Hashem commanded us to Paraduma. Another question is, why would Rashi leave out Kibbut Avaim and stick in, fine, you want to tell me there's a Makar for Paraduma? Fine. You'll find the source. But why would Rashi take out Kibbut Avaim? Says the Tartanima, but everybody's wrong. Why is everyone wrong? Achnala me'al kol safekal, there is no doubt. Ki nishtar b'vakan tos b'tevei Rashi. There's a mistake in Rashi. Gam ken api Rashi tevois. Why? Originally, Rashi wrote the letters Chaf Aleph. Shepisroinoi Barashi Tevos Vikibadav. Uli Echad Hamatikim, and then a printer came along, Me'eza Siba, for whatever reason. Oimishat Nefesh, either carelessness, he nidma ois Chaf lois pei, Kazeh upe Aleph, he thought the Chaf looked like a pei. Vidunhu, and that's what he decided. Oymatik Sha'achrav, or a later printer. Kizer Rashi Tevos, Paraduma. V'yafarish Oysha Mefurish Kain, And this strange mistake emerged. In other words, Rashi is not arguing on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kibbut Aveim, Rashi wanted to write Kibbut Aveim. He tried to. He did his best to get things right. It's all the printer's fault. Says the Tartum, I can't understand. Because the Ramban made the same mistake when the Ramban quotes over Rashi. He quotes Rashi, says that at Mara Paraduma was Netzdada. And he says a Tartamima, I can't understand why the Ramban would make such a simple error and not understand that Rashi never meant to write Para Aduma. Rashi meant to write Kibbut Aveim. Ah, says Rev Baruch Epstein, I'll bring you a raya that it's a printing error. What's the raya? Because we have a Rashi in this week's Parsha that gives us the reason for Para Aduma. Let's take a look. Reason for Para Aduma. How could there be a reason for Paraduma? We know Shlomo HaMelech didn't know the reason for Paraduma. Says the Makar Baruch, look at Rashi in this week's parasha. Look at number 11. Rashi quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Moshe HaDarshan. U'medrish agada hetakti misoidoi shal Rav Moshe HaDarshan. Says Rashi, I will tell you a medrish that was copied over from the Sefer of Rav Moshe HaDarshan. Right, we know there are various halachos of Paraduma. Number one, the paraduma the Jews had to pay with their own money. The paraduma had to be red. Paraduma had to be without a mum. Paraduma can never have had a yoke on it. Paraduma had to be performed not by Aaron, by Elazar. Paraduma had to be burned. You needed three species with the paraduma. You needed to preserve the ashes of the paraduma for all generations. Why the paraduma was metame the tahirim and metahir the tmeim? Why does the Paraduma have all these interesting halachos? Says Rav Moshe HaDarshan, I'll tell you the reason. It is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. It's an atonement for the sin of an Egel, right? What happens? You know, you invite a kid over to your house to play with your children. He messes up the whole house. He takes the chocolate chips. He melts them. He smears them all over the carpet. So what are you going to do? You can get angry at the kid, go clean it? No. You call the kid's mother. You say, look what a bad kid you raised. No manners. Come over to my house right now. I want you to take, you know, some carpet cleaner and scrub it out of my carpet. Who's responsible when a kid makes a mistake? You call the mother. The mother has to wipe away the mess. The egel was a baby calf. Who has to wipe away the mess of the baby? The para, the mother cow. The para aduma is an atonement for the chet egel. Para aduma. Says Rashi, Mashal leben shivcha. It's a parable to the child of the maidservant Shetinef Paltin Shomelech. Number 11. The child messes up, ruins the palace. Amru, so what do we say? Tava yimai, bring the mother. V'tekanea chatzoa, clean up the mess. Kach tavai para, so too. Bring the cow, utechaper al egel, to atone for the egel. Says Rashi, why does it have to be red? Because what color is sin associated with? Red, right? Im yadimu katoila? Why does the paraduma have to be tamima without a mum? Because before the Jews sinned with the chet egel, they were without a mum. Why does the paraduma have to have no yoke? You have to take, right, with no yoke? Because when the Jews sinned with the chet egel, they removed the oil malchus shamayim, the yoke of heaven. Why does Elazar have to do the paraduma? You need a kohen. Just like Aaron made the paraduma, you need a kohen. Excuse me, just like Aaron made the egel, you need a kohen to perform the paraduma. But not Aaron himself. Why not Aaron himself? Ein kategar, nasa sanegar. Aaron made the egel, well, you can't have him. Says Rashi, why do you have to burn the paraduma? Like they burn the egel. Why do you need three species? You need cedar wood, you need hyssop grass, you need a crimson thread? Kenega, the 3,000 people who were killed at the egel. Why do you need the tallest of all trees, the erez, the cedar, and the lowest of all growth, the ezov? Because in order to do tshuva, you need to lower yourself. If you're high up in the sky, you need to lower yourself. Why do you need to preserve the ashes of the paraduma for all generations? The same way we have a tradition that whenever God punishes a Jewish people, uviyayim pakti ufakadati, there's always mixed in with it some of the sin of the egel. The sin of the egel is preserved for all generations. Why is the egel matame all who deal with it? Why is the paraduma, matame all who deal with it? The same way the egel was matame all who made it. And just like they were metaher from the egel with the ashes of the egel, so too we are metaher with the ashes of the Paraduma. Says Rav Moshe Hadarshan, the big mystery of the Paraduma has been uncoded. We understand every halacha of the Paraduma. It's a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Cool. Comes along the Tara Tamima, and he says, if the purpose of Paraduma, it's a kapara for the Egel, then when the Jewish people were at Mara, they never sinned with the Egel. There was no Egel. So why in the world would Hashem give them the mitzvah of Paraduma, if the whole purpose of Paraduma is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel? They had not sinned with the Egel yet. Therefore, there is no doubt that when Rashi says Paraduma, it's a mistake. It's a printing error. Rashi never meant Paraduma. The whole reason for Paraduma is for the Chet HaEgel. Why would God give us the mitzvah of Paraduma before the Chet HaEgel? And therefore what? Therefore we have to say it's a printing error in Rashi.
Why can't you say that he creates it before the Matah?
So we might have to say that. But that is the argument of the Tara Tamima, that there's unquestionably this is a printing error. Comes along Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he says, I'm sorry, but the Tara Tamima forgot about something very obvious. And that is, there's another Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim. Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim tells us something very interesting. Look at number 12. Vayavai Moshe, vayisaper la'am, eis kol divrei Hashem, veis kol ha-mishpatim, vayan kol ha'am, kol echad, vayomru, kol ha-dvarim, asher diber Hashem na'asa. Right? Moshe came, he told the people all the words of Hashem and all the mishpatim. What are the mishpatim? Look at number 13. V'yeis kol ha-mishpatim. Sheva mitzvah shen etztavu b'nei noyach. The Zayin mitzvah b'nei noyach. B'shabbos. V'kibet avayim. U'para aduma. V'dinin shen etnu lehem b'mara. So very says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, without quoting any names, there's a certain commentary who wanted to say that Rashi in Parashas B'Shalach is a printing error, and that the letters Kaf Aleph were mistaken for Pei Aleph, and then they were read to mean Paraduma. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that is wrong, because Rashi explicitly in Parashas Mishpatim says both Kibud Avaim and Paraduma. So what printing error emerged over there? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, therefore he concludes that this Mefaresh, without saying who it is, obviously we know who it is, we learned who it is, this Mefaresh is wrong. Look at number 14. Perish Rashi, Zayin Mitzvah Shen Etztavu B'nei Noyach, V'Shabbos, V'Kibud Avaim, U'Para Aduma, V'Dinin, Shenitnu Lehem B'Mara. V'Hine Gam Kan Hizke Rashi Para Aduma. Here also Rashi mentions Para Aduma. Like he mentioned in Parashas B'Shalach. Udeloy kefi ma sheshamati sheta sofer b'feresh Rashi le'el. Not like I heard somebody wanted to say that there's a printing error in Rashi. Shehaya kasav v'chaf aleph. V'nidmel ha-kosei v'akaf kapeh. And the one who wrote the kaf thought it was a peh. Uvimakam Rashi tevis kaf av shu kibad av. Tzayin peh av shu paraduma. Sheharei kan moy nashteyan. Because here Rashi counts both of them. Bein kibad avayim u'bein paraduma. And therefore, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, there is no doubt that Rashi meant to write Paraduma. Aye, why does the Gemara in Sanhedrin not make mention of Paraduma? Says Rav Yaakov, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is only listing the mitzvos that are Nogea Lemaisa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is only listing those mitzvos that have practical relevance. Kibud Avaim, Dinim, Shabbos. But Paraduma, like we mentioned, there is no Tumah V'Tara, there's no Ayom Mayed, there's no Heichal, it had no halachic relevance, and therefore the Gemara in Sanhedrin does not enumerate it. So why does Rashi mention it if the Gemara doesn't mention it? Says Rabbi Yaakov, an amazing thing. Look carefully at the Lashon of Rashi. B'mara nosan lohem miktsas parshios shel Torah sheyisasku bohem. Does Rashi say God gave us these mitzvos to perform? No. He gave us these mitzvos to learn about. In other words, Hashem selected certain mitzvos to learn about, not to perform. So now we have to understand, why would Hashem, of all the parashas in the Torah that God wanted us to think about and learn about, why would He specifically give us the mitzvah of Paraduma to learn about? What lesson of Paraduma was so critical that we needed to learn about the Paraduma even before the Torah was given. By the way, just to add support to Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky from Arishain, the Baal HaTurim explicitly in Parashas Beshalach tells us the word, right? Sham sam chloi chayko mishpat. Sham is begematria para aduma. The word sham, 340, is match para aduma, indicating very clearly, not like the Torah Tamima, that at Mara, God gave us the mitzvah para aduma, number 15, the Baal HaTurim. So now we have to wonder a number of things. Think about the following. Before the Torah was given, God gave us a few mitzvahs. Shabbos, that I don't have a problem with. Shabbos is maybe the most important mitzvah. That is the testimony that Hashem created the world. But think about the other two mitzvahs. Kibud Av V'Em and Para Aduma. The most logical mitzvah and the most illogical mitzvah. He packs them together and Hashem says, learn these two mitzvahs. Why dafka these two mitzvahs? And like the Emes Yaakov asked, we have no Oyel Moed, we can't perform it. Like the Maram Shik asked, there's no Tumah Batara. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, look at number 16. You know what the explanation is? Like Rashi told us in Mishalach. He gave us some of the parashios in the Torah to be involved in. Kiloimar, meaning to say, Iker hakavana hoisa limud hatayra b'li kiyam hamitzvos. The purpose over here was the learning and not the fulfillment.
Not the what?
Not the fulfillment of it. So the question is, what are we learning exactly? Skip a line. Ulufi mashik asafti, move on hetav. Now, according to what I said, we can understand madua bachar b'shvozeh davka parshas paraduma. You know why? Before we accept the Torah, the most important lesson that we need to learn is we don't keep the mitzvos because they make sense to us. Because they're logical, because they're reasonable, because they make us healthy, they make us, we have a benefit. We keep the mitzvos for one reason. Because Hashem commanded. Hashem gezera gazarti. Chayku milfanai ve'ein rishis laharachim. When Hashem is about to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael probably thinks, oh, this is going to be a very excellent body of laws. It's going to help keep our society in check, and it's going to keep us, it's going to teach us how to deal with our fellow man and how to live reasonably. No, that's not why we keep the mitzvahs. Tikkun olam, right? All the, Klal Yisrael needs to learn before they get all the mitzvahs in the Torah that we don't keep the mitzvahs because they make sense to us. So what does Hashem say? This is, we're adding on our own, we're adding. I'll give you two mitzvahs. I'm going to give you the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, the mitzvah that you understand more than any other mitzvah. I'm going to give you the mitzvah of Para Aduma, the one mitzvah that makes no sense. In your eyes, you need to keep these mitzvahs in the exact same way. Of course, you honor your father. You want to show honor to him. You want to show Hakaras HaTov. You want to respect because it makes sense. But ultimately, that's not why we're doing it. We're doing it because this is what Hashem said. This is the hakdama to the entire Torah. This is the introduction to the whole Torah. Before we receive the Torah, we need to learn the lesson that we don't keep mitzvahs because they make sense.
Like look,
what?
It's like a hakdama to Nasa and Nishma. We're doing it, and then we understand.
Okay, good, good. Look what he says. Shari mi parsha ze anu lemedim she'ein anu mekaimim es mitzvahs Hashem mishum she'anu mevinim aysam b'sechleinu. We don't keep them because they make sense. And they seem just and reasonable. Here we have a mitzvah that the only reason for it is because Hashem said so. So we keep it nevertheless. This is a very appropriate introduction to the rest of the Torah. Because even the rest of the Torah, even if we understand it, that's not why we keep it. We know in the Parsha of Para Aduma, we say the following. Zois HaTorah Adam Kiyamos Ba'oihal. What is the Gemara Darshan? Ein Torah Niknis Ela B'mi She Memis Atzmai Aleha. You hear? We have a drush that the Gemara tells us that the Torah cannot be sustained only in someone who literally is Moser Nefesh for the Torah. Yeah, right? The Gemara tells us. It's a drasha in the Gemara in Brachos. Daf Samach Gimel. You're almost up to there. Right? The Gemara in Masechta Brachos tells us, Adam ki yamos ba'ayal, ein Torah miskayemes el v'mi shemeimis atzmai aleha. that if you want to really understand Torah, you need to give up of yourself. If you're going to learn Torah, you know, on the hammock with the iced tea and the lemon, right, with somebody fanning you.
Not bad.
It's geschmack, but the Torah doesn't have, is not sustained that way. You have to, you know, something a little thirsty, you know, it might not feel good at the moment, but that's how you acquire the Torah. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, what does that got to do with Parah Aduma? The one place in the whole Torah where it tells you, you need to push yourself, you need to be Moser Nefesh a little bit, you know, you need to like hold up your eye. By the Parah Aduma? It should say it in Shema. When it talks about the mitzvah of learning Torah, it should say, by the way, you know how you have to learn Torah? Zois ha-Torah Adam ki yamas ba'ayam. Says Rabbi Yaakov, no, this is the place. You know what? Because we've just learned that the Torah is not a system of logical dictates. It's not a system of rules that makes sense. These are laws that are lamala miseichel enushi. They are above and beyond human comprehension. They're chukim. These are godly, divine commandments. They're not subject to the laws of the universe. And to understand them, you need to deal with them in a way where you rise above the physical parameters of life. Comes of Moshe Feinstein in the Darash Moshe, and he says the following. That is why the beginning of the parsha says, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is not just Zois Chukas HaParah, a limited, isolated statute. This is a guideline for Kol HaTorah Kula. Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is an attitude we have to the entire Torah. And that is, we have to understand and view all the mitzvot in the Torah as if they have no reason. Says Rav Moshe, an interesting thing. We know the Torah says you can't take too many wives, right? Because they might turn you away from Hashem. What did Shlomo HaMelech do? Shlomo said, he said, oh, the reason why you're not allowed to have too many wives is because they're going to turn you away from Hashem, but I won't be turned. Says Rav Moshe, what was Shlomo HaMelech's mistake? What, he misjudged himself? Really, he thought he wouldn't be turned. But really, he mistakenly was, he misjudged himself. He overestimated himself. But Moshe says, no, that wasn't the mistake. He knew, he judged himself absolutely correctly that he would not be turned. You know what his mistake was? Even when the Torah gives you the reason does not define when the mitzvah applies. You're right. You're not to get married to too many wives. And the reason the Torah itself gives is so it doesn't pull away your heart. But for a person who it won't pull away his heart, he's still not allowed to do it. Because even when the Torah gives a reason, the reason does not define the halacha. The reason is what we call, it's part of the Torah. It's another dimension of the mitzvah, but it doesn't govern the mitzvah. What was the mistake of Korach? Korach said, talis shekuloi tcheles. If the whole talis is made of tcheles, so what do you need to put a tcheles string on it? If the whole purpose of tcheles is to be reminded of the Kisei HaKavod, so if the whole talis is made of tcheles, you'll be reminded. What was Korach's mistake? What, tzitzis is not to remind you of the Kisei HaKavod? Korach's mistake was one mistake. Even where the Torah gives you a reason, the reason does not define when the halacha applies. The halacha applies in all situations, even where the reason doesn't apply. Because reasons are merely added, right? If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, so what's the Sefer HaChinuch? Ta'amim, ta'amei ha-mitzvos. So we learn ta'amim, the reasons. That's not what the word ta'amim means. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, you know what ta'amim means? Taste.
Taste.
It gives taste to the mitzvah, to understand why we do it. But these are not the reasons. Ultimately, there are no reasons for the mitzvahs. They're all zois chukas ha-Torah. They're all statutes, they're all... So we'd like to suggest that right after the parasha of Korach, where Korach's blunder was, he thought that mitzvahs have reasons, and where the reasons don't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. Hashem says, 1 second, I got to remind you about something. Zois chukas ha-Torah. The Parah Aduma, which has no reason and no logic, is not merely a one isolated mitzvah that has no reason. It's zois chukas ha-Torah. This is the attitude you have to the entire Torah. We do mitzvahs. Even the most logical mitzvahs, even a mitzvah like Kibud Av V'Em, even a mitzvah like Chesed, we do it not because it makes us feel good, not because we have compassion, and we should have compassion, and we should also do it because it makes sense to us, and we should also honor our Father because of Akar Satov. But deep down, with the understanding that at the core, we're doing a mitzvah because Hashem commanded us.
Shtei
Geshriben. Shtei Geshriben. That's not in Latin. Right? So,
if the Goyim have to follow certain mitzvahs, are they obligated to follow them because it's rational or it's because it's Hashem's word?
So the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach, they have to keep because God commanded. But Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that Goyim are also commanded to keep Mitzvos Sichlios.
What?
Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that Goyim are also obligated to keep logical mitzvos. The logic of it is an added reason to do it, but it's not the reason to do it. So therefore, we would conclude the Ben Yoyada tries to offers an explanation why this guy was rewarded with the Parah Aduma, but with the Mahalach that we're taking, we would like to explain that this guy is demonstrating that his honor of his father and mother goes beyond just, oh, you know, it makes sense to honor my father, so I'm going to do it. Because the extent that this guy took to honor his father demonstrated that he's not just doing it because of the logic of it, because it makes sense, because it's reasonable. Because maybe you could make the case he could have rationalized, you know, his father would have wanted him to wake him up. Right? Which father? But still, the guy said, this is a halacha. You have to honor your father. This is the will of Hashem. Whether I understand it or not, what's the reward? The reward is the para aduma, the one mitzvah that we don't understand. And this is zois chukas ha-Torah. This is the attitude we take to the entire Torah. And that is why even before the Torah was given, the one mitzvah Hashem commanded us is para aduma, to teach us that this is the type of mindset we should have to all the mitzvahs in the Torah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.